two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
1 hour later. You know, Gar, if you just asked, I would have told you we're on episode 163. You didn't have to count all the way.
You think you could have told me that after I didn't have anything to drink?
It was just fun watching you do it.
It's fun.
Oh no, Gar's dying. He can't do the show.
Quick, switch back to Raven.
Quick, we need a doctor. I got this.
Let me die.
Hissing.
Die.
Way to hit the Skype wire.
No, it's like. Save me. Save me. I got this. Kill me. Kill me.
No, wait, Lane, I think he needs a second opinion.
Is that two people using...
Yes, I hate myself driving for that joke, but I couldn't resist.
I am crying.
Cue the roll call!
Wait, what?
We're live!
Zenkaigan!
Connect.
Loading.
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Cheetah's Azeel.
Loyal and Loud, Pink Caster, Lane.
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellow Caster, Auto Gar.
One Little Spark of Courage, Dream Caster, Global Soul Perga.
From Royal to Ranger, Horn Caster, Noble.
Captain of the Noble Sea, Baby Caster, Prince Man.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Yeah! Episode!
I was actually going to try and look that up, but I was like, fuck it. I don't know if you guys just
looked it up. We've already started. Cut it back in when Lane says episode hoodoo. Welcome to Cast Ranger.
Yay, it's episode hoodoo. Hoodoo's like my favorite fucking flying Pokemon, period, because I love owls.
Hoot cares.
Wait.
I'm sure he has one and he's
Hang
going
on
to
a
find
second.
It.
Hang on a second. Where is it?
Holding up the show.
There it is. You mean this?
I don't give a hoot hoot.
Yeah, I don't give a hoot hoot. It's a picture of a hoot hoot.
Fuck
well,
you.
I don't give a hoot hoot about
your hoot hoot. Ooh! Alright, so, tonight we have myself, Blue Caster, Pink Caster, Yellow Caster, Dream Caster, Orange Caster, and Navy Caster.
Don't fucking touch
me. In my first appearance in 20 episodes.
Hooray!
Because apparently I never get invited anymore.
What do you mean invited?
Mister,
all you have to do is ask.
Oh, I've been behind on shit for months.
I'm actually caught up now.
If you ever want to be on, just fucking ask, bro.
Yeah, that's what I did. I was like,
I just
hey.
Snuck on this time.
Every Friday
like
they're
today,
recording
like...
Cast Ranger.
No.
Wow.
What the hell was that?
That was a lot to put together.
It was DuckTales, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was doing.
Life
but I...
is like a hurricane living with Ichi.
A really lazy hurricane.
So, wildness anime. No. Wildness and Sheen and anime. It's a caster.
Cast blur.
Cast blur.
Okay.
I can write this better.
Go watch DuckTales now on Disney Channel.
Why
is it?
That should be one of our groupie sets.
Might make a fury or scream at Beachy.
What?
Beachy?
Oh my
scream
God.
At Beachy?
Is that like the beach version of Ichi?
it's his summer game skin.
Yeah, it's your summer game skin.
Sure.
So is this going to be before my Fears parody or after in the Cast Ranger album?
Might make a theory or wish for more Michi, Cast Ranger.
That was awful. Alright, anyway.
That was a little better, but not by much.
We're here to talk about X8 episode 44.
Fear Ranger episode 26.
Yay.
And episodes 3 and 4 of Zuoger's Dobutsu Taisen. Whoa. Or Animal Wars, depending on which sub you watched.
What was that? I think we just heard Gar's mating call.
I think Gar wants a grilled cheese. Woo! Woo!
What is even happening right now?
You asked to be on this, Crunch. You knew what this was.
You literally fucking listen. And you guys noticed me and then asked if I wanted to be here. So
I did not ask to be on. This is bullshit. I didn't ask to be on. I did not.
Senpai noticed you. Senpai noticed you.
Oh my gosh.
This is chaos already.
Still funny.
Oh my god, people keep posting pictures in the Discord. Anyways, before we start...
We are being distracted.
Before we start, I want...
Oh.
What?
What?
I've been watching My Hero Academia.
So?
That's news.
Ichi likes...
This is not the news show anymore! That's opinion, not news!
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
I love when he targets in the giggly mood. I love it.
Okay,
mighty! Anyways, before we talk about the episodes, I wanted to bring up something that really made us happy this last week. One of our recent fans, a Mr. Blaze, who is listening to our chat right now.
Yeah, be prepared to cry your fucking eyes out, bud.
Oh, can I read this?
I hope you don't mind us sharing this.
I want to read it.
This was a comment left on last week's Extra Extra Cast Ranger that really, really made us feel good.
I want to read it.
But you're terrible at reading.
I want to read it.
That is
true. Hey, let go read it.
All right, I'm going to read it.
This is your quota of reading for the month.
Like Morgan Freeman.
Okay, Garin, your best Blaze impression you can do.
You have to read it like Torchic.
Torchic. No.
Right. With school starting back up and being as stressful as ever, I just want to thank you guys for being so funny. I've only been watching for about a year and a half now, but I can safely say that you guys have definitely gotten most genuine laughs out of me.
Which has helped me get through some really...
I knew you were going to do whitey fat foul voice.
I don't know how I could have gotten through it without you guys. While you may not be a true Sentai, you guys are heroes in my eyes.
Gar? I don't know whether to applaud you or throttle
you
for taking what I was intending to be a genuine, appreciative, thankful, and inspiring moment and turning it into a fucking joke!
We still got a 10 out of 10 in the chat.
You're lucky Blaze thought it was 10 out of 10!
No, to put this into perspective,
honestly,
even
that
people
was a little bit insensitive, guys.
Do you see? I wanted to read it normal, and this motherfucker goes off and does fucking cowboy accent.
May I say something?
Yes.
Okay. In complete seriousness, thank you so much from all of us as well. That means a lot, and I know because that's exactly how I feel too. I still don't really feel like I'm part of this, but if I can be part of it, then that means that you... Thank you, Blaze.
Yay.
Thank you, Blaze. You're the man.
And thank you, Emily.
You're one of the reasons why we keep doing this, so.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So, yeah. That's fun.
Now let's get on to Gar's favorite part of the show. X-Date topic. Let's go! Level one!
Gar is putting down his headphones and leaving.
So, Gar hates X-Aid so much now that he's decided to not join us for the X-Aid discussion, so he is actually leaving, so he'll be back when Q-Ranger discussion happens, so...
And he's gone. Oh, and he's back.
Hi, Gar.
And he's gone.
Have you come to give your thoughts on
back.
X-Aid?
Are we sure it's not Raven?
Anyways, well, Gar's... wallowing in his own self-pity. this is the greatest episode of X-Aid ever. Like, this is personally, my favorite episode of X-Aid.
Well, it was certainly interesting.
The action was good. The plot was good. Every character was doing something relevant, so...
Themselves.
Have you guys noticed Lane really likes the level ones?
Oh my god, I do. Like
that
right now,
it was really fun.
I have my X8 level one figure right here.
I love it. You just put it next to the microphone, like people will hear it.
Yeah. I'm wearing the gamer driver, really like loud. Closed.
Okay.
Hey! Whoa! Careful!
I knocked it down. There. I hope that was audible.
No, continue that.
It was.
Yes,
you can't even say the catchphrase right.
Whatever.
It's clear she had us in. Anyways.
Are you actually okay?
Just Gar's in the corner, and my head's just going, all around me are familiar faces.
Hey, you've seen that meme.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Who can
How
say
could this happen to me?
I made my mistake. Who can say where the wind blows? Only time.
How many sad song memes can we make?
Wake me up inside.
Wake me up inside.
Wake me up inside. Cut me.
I was the one who had it all.
8 years later, after all the sounds,
I never needed anybody.
Even I wasn't like this, like, when Ghost was ending. Like, I hated Ghost, but not like this!
Not like this!
Yes, Ichi, turning the mic's gonna make him sound clearer.
Anyways.
Anyways, so... Oh no, Gar's dying. It's a pandemic!
Oh well, we already gave him our second opinions.
So yeah.
The pandemic starts, and then Super Game DS, because that's apparently the name of that form.
So fuck it, we're just gonna get into it now. So, we never realized this, and I can't believe Emma was the one to fucking do it, but he's like, wait, the Game DS is trapped, is inside Masamune's body, so technically it's a bugster inside a human. Let's just go level one and fucking get it out of him.
Guys.
Yeah, I know. It was
he
so good.
He taught the way that Poppy taught him to fight in her memory, which so happened to be the way to actually defeat it.
No, but it actually was a case of when human and Bugster are in one body, level one special ability is designed to separate them.
Yep.
Guys,
that was actually that was.
You hate the show.
Despite the fact that I hate the idea of the level ones, I have to say that was the most accurate, sense-making, and like, respectful to the canon callback the show has ever made.
And I love that, like, Emma goes to transform to level one, and just everyone's like, are you fucking insane? That you're gonna die! And he's like, no, I ain't.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting, considering the preview from the last episode shows him holding the Mighty Action X, and I was like, what the hell are you gonna do with that? And then he does that. It's like, that makes a lot more sense.
I'm just happy I predicted this.
I just love how like completely they do the callback, even to the degree of a minute, the second after he's transformed, he turns around and bails and starts spinballing around.
Yeah, exactly like in episode one. I loved it. And then they're all just like, oh, okay. And then like, I will say, okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Is it Genmu pulling out Proto Mighty Action X out of fucking thin air?
Yes! Masamune still has the Proto Gadgets! How the fuck did he get it?
Maybe he made a new one. He just made it right there.
Because he's Dan.
Exactly.
You know,
thank you, Emily.
No,
thank you.
But because
that does sound like something Dan would
because
do.
Because this is Dan, you know that if he did do that, he'd make a big fucking deal about it.
Eh.
Oh, here's something I thought about. Why doesn't, like, level zero Genmu have a level one form?
Yeah, because
like
it just doesn't.
It's safe to say that it was a prototype designed without the ability of the level one.
Anyways, maybe. I don't give a shit.
Actually, no, that doesn't make sense because Proto Snipe has a level one.
Yeah.
Eh. Well, this is the.
Who cares? It was awesome.
This is the origin gash.
Well,
level one wasn't a thing.
Well, yeah, the origin did come before all the rest.
Yeah.
So. Sure.
Anyways. I don't give a fuck. I got to see Genmu level 1 again. I was super happy, and it was just great seeing them all, like, work together and, like, at one point, like, yeah, we see Gemu get, like, knocked up, and then he, like, jumps down with a kick and just, like, fucking keeps kicking Gamedius's head into the fucking ground, and it was fucking awesome. And then, like, Tigus holding the Gashkon mag, and he's going, like, bang, bang.
Emily is still reeling at the fact that you said Gemu got knocked up.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Now, so,
I almost want the poster, even though I know it's
going
better.
Emily, I just love the fact that you're all like, oh, no, 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 don't make those jokes, but you're the one who chose to bring that up and highlight that.
I heard it, and I was just like, you didn't say that, did you? All I'm thinking of is the knocked up poster with...
Knocked up into the sky.
This guy knocked you up, and it's just...
Perfect! Knock up!
It's a game. Spoilers!
So we mentioned the thing that pissed me off.
I think I know what you're going to say, so go ahead.
The fact that they did a rider kick and they didn't de-transform when they pulled the Gashat out of the belt.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking. All right,
riddle me this.
This is interesting.
Riddle me this.
Okay, what, Gar?
Why is it called a rider kick when they stomp them?
What do you mean
stomp? Like, they're not really... kicking them. They're more of like jumping up into the air and like stomping on them from above.
No, this is a stomp.
A stomp is just when you move only your bottom of your leg and not the rest of your body.
There is something
moving the entire
body. There is actually something called a flying kick. That's what riders do. They do a flying forward kick.
Just look at Liu Kang.
That's bicycle kick. Yes. That's different.
He does a flying kick, too.
Okay.
I played Mortal Kombat 1.
Guys, that's obviously the Shakuriki Sports critical finish. Bicycle kick.
I actually saw, while I was driving home, I saw in the street a guy who was riding on a green bike, and then he was, like, steering alongside of him in his one hand, a purple bike. So my brain just went, Shakuriki Brothers!
Did you guys say... Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat?
But yeah, the fact that they were able to Kime Waza, even though they were in level 1 and that should have detentioned them.
Oh, now I know what you're saying, and I completely agree with you. Yeah. Because they never use Critical Strike in level 1s, and if they take the Gashin out, it should have leveled them down.
Whatever.
You are correct, sir.
Whatever.
The thing I thought you were going to mention was the fact that when they switch to the level ones, it plays the I Am a Kamen Rider theme instead of just going, Gachon!
Whatever.
Cats.
So yeah, that entire fight scene was fucking amazing. It's probably my favorite fight scene in all of X8 period.
I love how, as they all, like, approach it, you can clearly see some of the scenes are just complete CG.
Yeah, those were a little bit weird.
And then we get to see, like, the level 1 critical strike, which I'm calling it.
Mighty Tadara Bang Bang Bakso Mighty Critical Strike!
Which everyone's just been, like, obsessing over just that screenshot, and just everyone's like, oh, can I have one without the subtitles? And, like, I made it my cover photo on Facebook for now, so, like, it was a fantastic scene. It was great seeing the level 1 suits, and I'm glad... they were relevant again. So.
And I gotta say, this scene fits the trope of defeating the final boss with the base form.
Yep.
And this actually makes more sense to do it than any other season that's done it.
Yep.
I will say I like that the main villain looked like he was like a final boss for ARMS.
No! Don't give me headlock flashbacks!
There is a final boss for ARMS.
I know.
I looked like that Voltron.
Why did I say that? I'm sorry.
ARMS is a good game. Buy ARMS on Switch now.
I'll wait for legs.
I need a Switch first.
There you do.
Just strap the Joy-Con to your feet.
Let's not forget the adult exclusive dicks.
So Build showed up.
Oh, why did you say that?
Because he said legs when I was going to, so I went with the next best thing.
Or the better thing.
Guys, can I get off the floor now?
No. I mean, it's your body, Gar. You do whatever the hell you want.
Cannot be used even vaguely for the same bodily function.
Speaking of bottles.
Well, no, you know, there's dicks for the guys and there's boobs for the females.
Speaking of bodily functions.
Like, those aren't even the same part, like the same.
Are we still talking about this?
Oh my goodness, who cares? Anyway, so Build showed up.
Yeah.
And I love how he and Genmu Level Zero bookend the series by Genmu again getting mixed up with Exaid.
Because it's a lazy reuse of that ghost joke.
I thought it was a good callback.
Gar, why do you have the camera out?
Genmu bookended the series real nice.
What about a camera?
Gar's pulling out the studio
camera. Gar's filming himself! Right, like, what the fuck? You did hit your head really hard, didn't you?
In the dark.
He's making the Cast Ranger found footage film.
Here, let me get some light for you, Gar! Hi!
Get that camera off me, I must never be seen.
No, get those lights off! Off!
Except you've been seen on video before, so that completely is nullified.
Pictures of Cast Ranger!
But, yeah, so we see Phil.
This is fucking insanity.
Okay, yeah, so Genmu's level zero, like, at one point, and, like, people were questioning why, but it's like, no, because he has, like, the level zero abilities.
It makes sense, because when he's level X zero, the negation ability of level zero is busy taking care of Zombie's detrimental ability, so without Zombie, the level zero ability is free to work its negation power on enemies.
Yep.
I also like that, the specific turkey heads he were fighting were construction turkey heads.
Yeah.
So it was
AKA Mega Man enemies.
Yeah.
So yeah, so like Bill grabs them, jumps up onto like a higher level of like this building that they're at,
and then he wants to take a sample of him.
And then he goes Gorillamond, and I actually like the attention to detail where like Genmu punches his diamond arm and he's like ah, and it's like really, really hard, like a diamond.
Let's bring up the fact that we got confirmation that the pronunciation of that form is Gorillamond.
Yep.
Like Gorillamond,
as opposed to Gorillamondo,
which I personally like more, but I'll just call it Gorillamond for the sake of it.
And we found out that when he changes forms, he says build up.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Cool. So yeah, we got to see Gorillamond in action too, and it was just fucking awesome. I like the chime for it, like the tagline or whatever for Gorillamond, and then it goes like
Kagayaki no Destroyer.
Yeah, and then it's like yay.
Ooh, which means every one of his forms is gonna have a different twinge to the yay.
Well, yeah, we heard the one for Lion Cleaner.
Yeah,
it was like yay.
Oh yeah, so, that's something we forgot to talk about.
This is such a weird show.
This is something I was mentioning. I don't know what
I was mentioning at the start is when the pandemic starts, Super Game Deist spawns Salty, Alhambra, Reval, and Kaiden of all choices, and then immediately goes back down to his human form. Way to be anticlimactic.
Yeah, one of those doesn't make sense.
Yeah. First. Like, the idea... I was expecting, like, Salty, Alhambra, Reval, and, like, maybe, like, Motors, or even Charlie, because Charlie was a low-ranked Bugster in Chronicle, because fuck Shakuriki Sports, I guess. What was that?
Gar was feeding the geese.
Gar just, like, made a really weird hand gesture.
No. Like...
So then we get the feelsiest moment of the entire episode, which fucking killed me.
Oh,
like,
just before we move on real quick, okay. Bill killed Genmu, so he's down to his last three lives.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was funny, too, because Bill was like, oh shit, did I kill him? Oh no.
You have lives? I guess you're not Exaid. What does he look like right now, Genmu? Sorry, wrong guy. See ya!
Bye!
I love that you got the dangerous zombie chime, but it like... slowly got
it, like,
out
petered
of
out.
It's like, yeah. But yeah, so Poppy sacrificed herself.
Oh my god.
It was so fucking sad.
Okay, like, I'm on the side of the fence that really doesn't like Poppy that much.
Fuck you.
But I swear to god, no writer show has actually made me cry until now.
Yep.
That scene, oh my god, just her and Dan.
Can I make a shitty joke?
Yes.
When he puts his hand on her arm and then she fades away, that was really... Oh my god.
I actually teared up!
Yeah.
She Poppy Peepa passed away.
Oh! Get out!
And when her voice was telling everyone what her last wishes for...
Not you, Gar.
Okay, now I'm gonna cry on the show.
But no, like, and she realizes, like, she's like, no, this is what I have to do. I have to inject myself with Dr. Mighty and then spread myself throughout the entire city to cure everybody.
And turn myself into Wonder Bread Dodge.
She literally pulled a fucking hexadecimal from reboot Damon Rising,
yep.
Where hexadecimal uploaded herself with the cure and then just uploaded herself all throughout the net to cure everybody.
Yep.
It was fantastic.
But yeah, and it's like she starts talking to everyone and like saying shit to them, like to as like a send off. So it's like,
Tiger, you be nice to Nico. Nico,
hold on, I've got better ways to summarize them. It's like, Emu, here's what Saki said, but not creepy. Hiro, stop eating shit. Kiria, stop being a shit. Tiger and Nico, please fuck already. Dan,
oh god,
stop being a shit.
I like Dan.
I like Dan.
Zoidberg, I've never considered you as a friend. Hermes?
No, and Dan said something that really got me, too. He's like, you don't have the permission from the Game Master to disappear. And I'm just like, oh, he's gonna miss her.
Leela?
Oh, he's using a defense mechanism.
Leela, take care of Fry for me. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that whole sequence was very feelsy.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. But
I
like,
haven't felt that feelsy since Deno.
And then, yeah, during, like, the Game Deus fight or whatever, like, Pallad, like, comes in as Paradox, level 99, and just, like, blocks Game Deus, and he's just like, guys, like, I'll, like, what, he absorbed him?
I think he just, like, injected so much vaccine into him that he just poofed.
Okay. But yeah, like, Pallad also sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he wasn't thinking, because now that means Dexay can't transform.
Or can he? Next week's preview.
They'll figure out something.
Here's the weird part. Gemnius is dead. Did we not clear Chronicle?
No, because...
Well, not now, because technically the final boss is now Matsumune.
But yep. That doesn't make sense.
It's going... No, guys, it's going by Half-Life Full Life Consequences rules. They were fighting the final boss and they defeated him, but then Gordon got stepped on by the next boss.
Huh. I guess.
I'm sorry. That's not still relevant, is it?
I mean, it kind of is.
But yeah, so Pallad dies, which pretty much means every Bugster is dead, aside from, like, Dan and Kiria. And then, like, in the middle of all this sad, just Masamune's glass-shattering smile. Jesus Christ, that startled me.
Yeah, no, me too. I was like, ugh.
Giving Kasaka a run for his money.
That man is like gaining on Dan as a meme lord.
Yep. But yeah,
father like son.
It's more like son like father in this case.
But yeah, for me, I loved this episode to death. I watched it like 3 times.
To actual death.
I just loved the level 1 scene. It was great. Like I said, good action. I thought the story in the episode was really good. Every character did something relevant. It was
except
awesome.
Hiro.
Well, no, he fought.
Yeah, he just...
That's doing something relevant.
He held off
He Kiria. Helped fight Game Deus, so he did something relevant.
Well, I'm just saying he didn't do something unique.
Okay, I didn't say unique, I said relevant.
Well, when everyone does something relevant, none of them are relevant.
Hiro's dad didn't do something relevant.
He was probably a turkey
head. Nico didn't do anything either, but whatever, it's Nico.
She got traumatized.
Yes.
Nico, for a character that has rider abilities, didn't use them.
That's because she's still weak.
So,
and because she doesn't have a level 1 form for the jokes.
Just, Masamune still thinks he has a chance at winning. To quote Mystery Science Theater 3000, shut up!
Yeah, like, once everyone's down and, like, near the end of the episode, it's like, ha-ha, you can't transform anymore! Now you all get a bad endo!
He says that in, like, complete perfect English pronunciation, but then says endo.
Yeah.
Because they had to shoehorn in the movie somehow.
Which is probably not even the true ending.
Well, like I said before, I have the summary of the movie, so after we talk about the finale next week, we'll read that together.
In which one of my friends spoiled it for me.
I have a prediction for next week's episode.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a good, maybe 10 to 15 minute monologue by Masamune, and then he's going to go and click the Chronicle of the Chat, and it's not going to work.
Interesting.
Though we've seen
like the yeah, we do see him fighting in the preview, which is weird because like he's back to normal Cronus, but he's still got Game Diaz's weapons.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is a little bit weird, isn't it?
And speaking of interesting things we saw in the preview, what we did see in the preview is the four riders posing as they do in that silhouetted night shot in the opening.
And the title is called Endless Game.
And I really like this because recent rider shows have had this trend where there's this one scene in the opening that doesn't make sense, and then it actually happens near the end of the show.
Oh, so it was like with Drive
did
it on with the spike, driving through the spikes,
and Ghost did it with him falling through the sky with the Parker Ghosts.
Yep.
I really like that, and I hope that trend continues. I think even Oz did it because at the end of Oz, he was just like lying in the desert with his underwear on a stick.
Yep.
His underwear on a stick.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
because
the
if there's one thing Eiji Hino always needs, it's tomorrow's pair of underwear.
Yep.
The easiest way for me to describe Oz for you is a homeless man who fights crime with spare change.
That's pretty much it. that's the TV guide summary.
That's perfect. But yeah,
we're bringing back that old joke.
That's how I get all my friends into watching Oz.
I had to rewatch that at some point. That show's amazing.
I had to rewatch that too.
Also, hi, I'm back.
You've been back.
You never left.
No, he
Stan
got
Lee
cured.
Never left.
He got cured when the X-Aid credits started.
I don't know what you're trying to do, Gar.
Gar's tapping his head. I think he's trying to tell us he has brain damage.
Okay, Gar, you didn't hit your head that hard. Stop
okay,
trying to
no,
change
no, no.
you.
Okay, Gar, twitch twice for yes, twitch once for no. Does it hurt?
Gar, how many fingers am I holding up?
That's right, 22.
I didn't even know I had...
Gar, are you okay?
I think you need to sit down.
Drink some water. It just comes through. Ah! Anyways, Yoshinaki!
Oh yeah, Kyu Ranger. Oh god, no.
We don't need your opinions, don't give a shit.
You have opinions? Is it just anything besides this is bullshit?
No,
seriously, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, like, with like Poppy and Pilate's death, I felt nothing.
You heartless fuck.
Soulless
bastard. I felt absolutely nothing.
I felt nothing.
No, because you know what?
Absolutely nothing.
Gar and I were having a conversation about this yesterday. He's just like, you know what, Lane? I think I love Ultraman more than Ryder. And I'm just like,
yeah,
that
makes
no,
sense.
You don't say.
You say that like we didn't figure that out years
yeah,
ago.
You're the Ultraman guy, Gar.
You're the Ultra guy.
Sure.
Go watch Ultra Ranger.
Yeah, we're two episodes behind.
Yeah, that's right. We're fucking promoting our own show on our own show.
Ultra Ranger, the show that records for like 2 weeks straight, and then the episodes don't get released till 5 weeks away.
All you, man. Anyways, for realsies, Yoshinaki! Alright, so Kyu Ranger episode 26.
It was real good.
It was pretty awesome. I enjoyed it.
I just love how it's...
Living in a prayer. We were halfway last episode.
We'll make it, I swear. Living on a prayer. I don't get it.
It's
no, I'm making the joke that we're halfway through the show.
Living on a prayer.
I got it now.
John Jovi.
You never know what the song is.
Or John Bon Jovi.
Okay, I was about to say like you don't know.
Living on a prayer.
I absolutely love how the episode starts with Naga waking up in the fucking Super Zord.
Oh goodness.
And then proceeds to give Kyutamajin stank leg.
Well, no, it wasn't. He was sleeping. He was just. He was.
No, you know
he
what it
wasn't
is.
He was zoning off.
Kyutamajin's leg fell asleep.
God, what it is? His leg was asleep.
He was trying to shake off a snake.
So
There's a snake in my boot.
So Tsurugi decides to be a dickbag and just goes, "Hey Naga, why don't you step out of this one? We'll handle it." And I'm just like. Assholes.
So they split up the Kyutamajin into like all of its component Megazords, and then it's just like Washi and Tenbin Voyager are there just like doing their best and joining in by shooting their tag teams.
And then they beat the monsters or whatever, and then you just see the Tenbin Voyager just like, yeah! Thumbs up and down going, yay!
He's like, sorry to derail quickly.
He's just like, yeah guys, we did it.
I almost lost my shit because I thought Stinger was holding the Forza driver. I'm like, wait, what? No, it was just Gintaro holding the Forza driver. I was like, okay.
Confirmed. Thanks. Gintaro is Stinger.
Thanks for that. That contributed.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So, Naga gets a stick up his ass about the fact that he hasn't had any plot progression. And he's like, I haven't obtained any emotions. Yes, you did. You got that one episode where you learned how to be angry. And then there was that other episode where you kind of learned to be happy.
I'm angry! I have no more emotions!
That's the thing that was really weird was that, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
May I say?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not very good at this. But
you're better than Gar.
That's not true. Don't say that. Please don't say that.
It's kind of true.
It's
Gar gave me a thumbs up.
It's not true.
Anyways,
but, continue, Emily.
Okay. So, sorry. What happened? They shouldn't have started. This is an opinion. Sorry.
This is
they
an
shouldn't
opinion
have started
show.
The episode like that. They should have just started with the villainess coming up and saying she can give him emotions. They shouldn't have had that already be a thing because it was already established that we knew that Naga wanted emotions. We didn't have to have him suddenly acting all brooding and weird about it at the beginning of this episode for no reason.
This was sort of to remind people that this was the reason he was here, because it's been so long since Naga had a focus episode that kids watching may have forgotten that was a thing.
Wait, Naga had a focus episode?
I'm saying it's been a while. The episode where he learned to be angry.
There was an episode where he learned to be angry?
Pay fucking attention,
episode
Gar!
Episode 2, Gar!
Oh.
Wait, was it really episode 2?
Balance and Naga. He learned
anyways.
The end thieves.
So, yeah, we're setting up the Tokei Kyutama to turn our ship into a
fucking
time
DeLorean.
In the meantime, fucking barbecue on Earth, which is currently occupied.
Occupado.
How do you know it was on Earth? Oh yeah, sorry, never mind.
Because where the hell else could they go?
So
that hotel planet.
Hotel planet?
That planet that they were just at.
So
Cerulean City.
Hotel planet. I remember
they can go
now,
to
the
planet Sleepy.
They can go to
I was just thinking.
Oh, Meridian City?
Planet Hilton.
That's hot.
Okay, so what's
planet
the name?
Planet Tipton, where sorry. Every Tipton has a Mr. Mosby.
So what's the name of the new Vice Shogun, the one?
Akianba. And Jesus fucking Christ, do I hate her design and her voice and her character and everything.
I'm just like, shut up!
I hope she dies soon. I hope
about,
she dies
about
soon and violently.
Sorry,
go ahead, Emily.
About her specifically, I think it's a little telling that all my episode notes are about...
Sorry, or about what?
What the deal is with her, and I have to ask, she has to be a reference to something. She has to be like a reference to a folk tale or something, because...
I don't want
to
know!
Giant ship or shoe or something sticking out of her torso? Weird.
I just thought she was pregnant.
Boobs and a quacking scepter?
Sentai!
It has to be a reference to something, right?
Welcome to Sentai, where the suits are the same and the monsters don't matter.
Yeah, like
no, I'm serious, because like a lot of these weird things are based on like Japanese folktales or something.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
You do that.
Because like when I first saw the suit, I was like, is she wearing like a shoe for a shirt? Or is she just like fat? Or is she pregnant? What's going on?
My observation was... Mushroom head, claw
and
boobs, pregnant with a demon.
Is that a
annoying
mushroom
as fuck.
Or a stingray? Because it looks kind of like a stingray.
I think it may be that it's supposed to be a snake, because at one point she's like, the snake handler's gonna get handled by the snake! And I'm like, I don't fucking get it. Are you the snake in this metaphor?
I think...
He looks nothing like a snake.
I know! That's why I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think Naga's the snake, and the snake handler is the Q Rangers.
Yeah, but Hebetsuka is the snake handler.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it's him betraying his friends.
She is designed after a Kambaro figure. There are about 33,000 small
ceremonial?
No, ceramic figurines.
Ceramic.
Yeah, ceramic.
Figurines. Allegedly found by Waldemar Jules Rue in July of 1944.
Okay, she's based on a thing. Moving on.
Okay, and I really hope that that's not supposed to be a mushroom, because that's more horrible things.
So, Hammy tells Naga to be yourself and pursue your happiness or some shit.
Tell her the truth!
And he responds by using his paralysis ability on her and bailing into the wards.
He used his quirk to stop.
We get it! You're watching Academia!
God damn it.
My question is...
He used the wild, though, and he ran away.
But my question is, why didn't he toss her into the water?
Because his ability doesn't move people, it just stops them.
I love it, too.
He's not a bad guy.
He freezes her, and then he's just like... He just runs like, I'm sorry, and just frolics into the woods.
You're not my real mom!
And then they do, like, the dick move where, like, he becomes evil or whatever like that, and then just, they don't, Rompo decides not to tell Balance so he can concentrate on fucking preparing the ship for time travel, and I'm like, what an asshole!
I mean, they told him eventually.
No, they did, but still, I'm just like, holy shit.
So I just love that they're... Hammy's like, oh, Daddy Balance is gonna be real mad!
Did you really have to say Daddy Balance?
I knew you'd like that.
What? No!
So, Lucky and them, when they hear that Naga's bailed, their response is not, oh, you saw where he went? Cool, we'll go after him. Instead, it's, hey, let's go hassle some randos at a hairstylist. And that's when we get the dumbest pun of the episode. They pull out the Kaminoke Kyutama. Now, I have to explain this. Kaminoke, which means hair, as in the rabbit kind of hair.
Oh.
But the Kaminoke Kyutama causes them to get weird hairstyles. Because kami is also the Japanese word for hair, and hair is a homophone of hair. It's a Japanese and an English pun at the same time.
The
fuck?
Oh, okay, so they just got attacked by Love Deluxe. So, okay, that makes sense.
And then, like, the others pull out the Koto Kyutama, which is a harp, and because we needed to find some way to play the fucking ending theme in the middle of the show.
And then Champ's just fucking irritated with the people he's dealing with, so he's just like, fuck it, you're going to sleep.
Fuck it, you don't get a new Kyutama, we're just using Ohitsuji again.
Yep.
I still really wish that was just like a little ram that hit you in the forehead and knocked you out.
That would have been funny. But I feel like that's what would happen if they used the Oshi Kyutama as an attack instead of a change.
Tsurugi did mention that her form is completely different than how she was all those years ago.
Yeah.
That is true.
They've evolved. They're Pokemon. That's why Akiyama keeps going, kya, 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 because she's a fucking Pokemon.
I just thought she was Enya, but...
So
I want one look like Jabba.
So Akianba does her weird little emotion unlocking ritual on Naga, and then we see him unlock happiness, sad, sorrow, and anger. You know, the only three emotions that exist.
Your guy just yelled punch.
I'm angry. See,
loud.
No,
voices.
But I gotta give credit to Naga's actor. Like, well, fucking done. He's good at being evil. Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, that shot of him with the glowing eyes and the tongue.
Nightmare face that he makes for 2 seconds?
Yeah, the snake face? God.
That was genuinely terrifying. So, the Changer and the Kyutama transform into the dark Seiza Blaster. And that one shot where he, like, holds it up and, like, snaps it on, that was badass.
Yep.
And it
goes like,
I'm sorry. The entire time, because I just watched the new Build Fighters thing, I'm just like, please set your GP base.
Place your
Gunpla.
The entire, all my episode notes are either about the villain or saying, when a character turns evil, it's necessary for them to suddenly a cape and have their clothes get darker.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Blaze in our Discord is
Gryffindor's skirt is perfect.
Blaze in our Discord is mentioning that Akianva has a triceratops for boobs. I did that say she had sense. Claw boobs.
Well, apparently it's a sense. Reference to Witch Bondora.
Oh my god, really?
Oh no.
Rita Repulsa.
The pointy boobs
is a reference to Rita Repulsa.
Yeah, is a reference to Witch Bondora from Kyoryu Sentai Zyuranger.
Oh,
Rita
Repulsa.
Yeah. Cone boobs.
Is she gonna have a headache?
No, but she, apparently she does have rabbit ears, which is a reference.
I mean,
with
as big as that fucking stomach, as I'm sure she has a back ache.
Because he had a bad egg.
Back ache. But yeah, Hibitsu Kai Metal is fucking awesome.
Okay, it took me until watching the episode a second time to realize what the idea is with the name Hibitsu Kai Metal. Mm-hmm. It's because it's heavy metal.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
You're
great.
Doing really well with the points, the puns right now. Sorry.
Yeah,
I like how they didn't keep the helmet the same, so they decided to color in the inside of the snake's mouth.
They colored in the tongue of the snake.
Listen, we want to give them a new form, but we're too cheap on it. Give them something.
Hey, like when they I don't care how little it costs. I think Heavy Sky Metal is awesome.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
I'm just glad someone besides Red got a power-up.
Yeah, you know, it's a Beat Sky Gryffindor. I think that's their colors, but I don't know.
No, Gryffindor's red, aren't they?
Yeah, Slytherin's green.
Well, no, like, one of them has, like, a purplish color.
No. Ravenclaw's blue, Hufflepuff's yellow, Gryffindor's red,
and
Slytherin's green.
And I don't give two shits.
Me
okay,
either.
Well, I just made the joke that he's Gryffindor's.
Wow, son. I'm the only Harry Potter lover in the room. That's a real shame.
Yeah,
and
I'm a fucking
apparently
muggle.
Over Discord.
Bite me.
Based I like Harry Potter too. I just literally have nothing to say about this because I hate Q Ranger.
Well, that's a whole other conversation I won't waste time on.
Why don't you like Q Ranger, Crunch?
Oh, we're gonna do this, I guess.
Because freaking Red Ranger annoyed the hell out of me in the first episode.
That's
how dare you!
That's why there are 11 others.
Lucky!
That's why there are 11 others.
To be fair, Lane, he's not that good of a Red Ranger.
Yes, he is.
That and none of the other Rangers even remotely interested me. It's like, literally, your first episode completely turned me off from the show. It's like, that's how bad it is. And all I've heard is complaints about it, except from you guys. You're the only people who like this program.
Maybe it's like Blade, and after you watch 10 episodes, it becomes good. Or it's not, or it's like Blade, and after you watch 10 episodes, you don't want to watch it.
Anyways.
No, my opinion on Blade, it's good until the ending. Then the ending just becomes shit.
I've already said on past episodes my reasons as to why Lucky is a good leader, but I'm not going to go into it again, so... Of course,
Let's
if you don't like Lucky,
time
you don't like Lucky.
On that.
So...
So, Heavy Sky Metal pulls out a dark Q-scythe, and then proceeds to
one.
Shoot...
For some reason, I thought
one.
You were going to say Heavy Sky Metal pulls out a gun.
Wow, a gun!
Technically.
Just an actual gun.
It's fucking beautiful.
And then he does the coolest shit ever and fires a fucking unibeam from the eye on his chest!
Yep.
It's an Iron Man.
There
reference.
Is one thing that happened chest beam he does. That happened in this episode that kind of confused the hell out of me. Why didn't Tsurugi block the shot with his shield?
There's a simple explanation.
Like when they all get one shotted by him using his death like hell ability. Why didn't they just go shield?
There's a simple explanation.
I mean, I know
because
it
because it's Sentai
else,
and the writers aren't smart.
Like I know that it would wreck everyone. Or are they saying that this new form is stronger than that shield?
Probably that. That beam looked like it would have shattered the shield. Let's be honest, it's a pretty shitty shield. It's not even flat.
It has a huge hole in it.
Exactly.
Well, technically that's good, because it's good for catching swords.
Anyways.
It'll go into the groove instead of sliding off.
Oh, no.
So anyways, I really like this whole Heavy Sky Metal thing, and based on the way the episode ended, it looks like it may, but I am also hoping beyond hope that this is a story arc that lasts more than 2 episodes, maybe?
No, I think it is going to be longer, because how, like, they're doing this is, bunch of, half of them are going to the past so they can, like, do shit. And then another half is staying so they can go rescue Naga. So, like, we're going to get two separate arcs, so these are going to last a while.
No, I know, but every other time we've come close to having a story arc in Q-Ranger, it's been resolved in less than two episodes.
So we're at episode 26 right now?
Yeah.
So this both arcs will be wrapped up by around episode 30. I'm going to say it now.
Here's something I thought about. Does he still have his Zord? And if so, what's that going to benefit him if he doesn't have a thing to connect to? So are we maybe going to get some random other generic evil, this isn't a Megazord out getting pulled out of their asses?
I don't know.
Or is he just going to pilot a fucking Mori Mars?
Wait, who are you referring to?
Naga.
Naga. Like, Naga. Does he still have his Voyager?
Oh. Maybe. No, I mean, technically, it does have a humanoid form by itself, so maybe it also gets powered up.
He'll pull a Dragon Ranger and grow big and...
That'd be cool. It just, like, turns into the snakehead and just bites everyone.
Yep. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Because, like, I'm thinking of, like, well, how is this gonna make sense in anything if he's the only bad guy?
How is it gonna make sense?
Like, he's a limb. Are they just gonna be like, oh, we made, like, three other copies here, have the Cerberus sword to newborn in the movie Megazord?
I don't know.
That's until December.
Or they just won't fight him in a Megazord fight at all.
That's most likely what's going to happen.
I feel like if Megazord fights weren't on the horizon, they wouldn't have bothered showing that they left their Voyagers with them.
You know what would be cool?
Which I thought was a nice touch, by the way.
Megazord, you know how the towers turn into like those mechas?
Yeah, the Mori Mars.
Yeah, have one be just full on silver.
And be put.
And be piloted by Naga.
I can see them doing that.
And then,
maybe
like,
even have the
Bit
Sky Voyager as one of the arms.
Ooh. And Balance actually loses it, punches it, it blows up, and they have to go find Naga, and Naga's just laying there, and they all think he's dead, but he's back to normal, and it's just like he's in a coma.
No, and then the Tower Mech uses the Bit Sky Voyager like as an arm.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Excellent.
I would
what
love
you think?
That. It'd be just like the Kuriner drill from Tokyuger.
Actually, what do you think? Fuck you, Gar, I hate you.
No, that was actually hurtful, Lane.
I just love when the Orion just like activates the Tokei Q-Tel and warps out. In my brain, I was just like, bleep, 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 bleep.
Hyper clock up.
I was making a Star Trek joke, but sure.
I know you were. But they were going, well... Or no, they activated Bites of the Dust.
Zero Yosha Luckies again this week, so we're still at 225.
Yeah, because it's a serious episode. I keep saying, every time Lucky is serious, he does not say his catchphrase.
Okay, Blaze makes a good point here. Since
Kotaro is with them, are they staying with his uncle or grandpa?
Yeah,
we'll see Jiro!
Are we going to see Jiro and his Jiro G? I reached real hard for that.
Not as hard as 50 Shades of Grayskull.
His Grunkle.
Oh, Crunch.
Wow.
Question for you.
Huh.
So, you haven't caught up on Q-Ranger, correct?
Yeah, I've seen, like, three episodes at most.
Okay. So, you hate his, like, Yosha Lucky catchphrase, right?
Yeah, considering he spammed it, like, 20 times in the first episode.
Well, I'm going to ruin it for you even more. There's an episode where he clones himself.
Episode 12.
Where he clones himself 100 and how many times?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. And I'm just like, yeah, no, not touching that episode. With
over 100 times. I don't remember the exact
count. I think
count,
it was like 132.
Like 120, 132, something like that.
Yeah, and just all at the same time, we're like, nope, that counts.
I actually sat there and counted every one and also did the math based on how many times he cloned himself.
Yep.
You sad, sad soul.
I am dedicated.
I used to count core medals and other stuff in writer series, and even I wouldn't put myself through that.
I thought you were like, I used to count corn.
I used to say corn, too.
I used to count corn.
No, that's Phase Corn's job. He counts the corn.
Phase Corn?
It's...
Corn up!
Oh my gosh.
Corn
And now this episode just got even cornier.
It's because of the Rider campaign.
Well, at least it's not cheesier.
Cheese and corn do not go together.
So yeah, I'm interested.
Today I bought a pair of socks that just have pictures of cheese on them.
Cheese!
After you wear them, they look like they smell.
So I'm interested to see where these two arcs go. I'm excited. I'm glad they're kind of separated for now.
Although, what's interesting to note is, at the start of the episode, Akianba's base, what she actually said was, I'll use him to split up the Q-Rangers. And technically she succeeded, because they are split up.
That is true.
And then Gar said something in rumors about possible Q-Ranger Civil War, so...
It's Beagle! It's a baby beagle!
Yeah, Gar's looking at pictures of dogs and cats.
He's so cute! Look,
I don't care!
Alright, let's go to our featured topic.
Featured topic.
I'm
gonna update that.
You do that way too well.
I know.
Gonna share it, because he's so damn cute.
That and your wagon, you do those.
Speaking of aminals, this week's featured topic is who owns your animal.
Oh, hang on.
Cat.
Yeah?
I thought you were going to do the Zoroger howl.
Oh.
I mean, there was a Tokuger in it, so it did make sense.
Ow, my ear.
I'm sorry. I am loyal and loud.
He's got you there.
Yeah, ow. That was my toe. My toe's actually fucking hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I will punch
you. Well, I literally have a headset that only has one ear on it. So, yeah, literally, it's just the one ear.
Yeah, I only have one of my earbuds in as well.
Anyways, Super Dobutsu Sentai Jujutsu Dobutsu Tosu Taisen.
Dobutsu Taisen.
Dobutsu Show Dobutsu Taisen. Episodes 3 and 4.
Oh my god. These were so great.
Like, Ichi was watching them with me.
I didn't know what I was going to expect, and it wasn't that, and I'm glad it was that.
Yeah, Ichi was watching them with me, and he was just like...
Why is everything
sound
so...
I have no idea
so
what I expected.
My favorite part about this special and my least favorite part about this special has to do with the Cure users.
Nosan was, like, evil with his whole planning shtick.
I mean, I was just glad to see a fucking Cure user again. I love them. I've been listening to their Gabrielle music soundtrack for the past week.
Did you watch Cure user Brave?
I'm still in the middle of that.
I watched, like, the first... I watched the episodes we watched for the podcast, and that's it.
Yeah, I've lost interest in that, so...
I have all 12 episodes dubbed and subbed.
But yeah, so... They start... So Gold Beetle and Silver Stag from the Dobutsu Sentai Go Busters movie show up to defend the title of Dobutsu Sentai.
Yeah, that really
Tokume
bugged
Sentai
me.
Go Busters v Cinema. Tokume Sentai Go Busters Tai Dobutsu Sentai Go Busters.
Thank you, Gar.
Yeah, that really
welcome.
Threw me
I'm
off because I forgot. Yeah, that really threw me off because I forgot about that movie, and I'm just like, why does Jay have just a giant stag beetle on
it? I fucking love that movie. It's my favorite Go Busters thing ever.
It's my favorite Sentai movie, period. Well, like, one of them.
So I love that their argument is, we're the original Dobutsu Sentai, and the Zoroger's like, yeah, but we're canon.
Yeah.
No,
but we're real.
Nothing to do with animals.
My favorite was just the twist later where just, like, Jin, like, removes his cowboy outfit, and then they're like, wait... It's like, oh, I'm the actual Jin from Tokusatsu Sentai Go Busters. Aren't you dead? In canon?
In
yes! Not in this movie, though. I'm from the movie.
No, he was like, I'm from the Versus movie.
I'm like, fuck you!
No, he has a point.
No, I know he
because
does.
Because the V-Cinema takes place during the New Year's break that Go Busters actually did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember that.
No, I know, but still, I'm just like, you
that.
Piece of shit.
That, the reason why I remember is because I marathoned Go Busters during Christmas break when it didn't have that one episode.
So yeah, also still here, Aka Red and Zealotus. Hi, Zealotus. Thank you for showing
you mean
up.
Zealotus?
It depends on the sub, but I call him Zealous.
I call him Zealotus because it... makes it sound more like
the way that TV Nihon subbed this, they spelled his name Jealousito, so it looks like the name is just Jealous Shit.
And Ichi loves him because he's voiced by Haseo from
Godhead
Q. Mochito means jealousy in Japanese.
Yeah, I know, but the way it's spelled.
In his debut episode in Gokaiger, he is jealous because Red Racer from Car Ranger is the love interest for the female general. Yeah. So in which he has to confess his love to Insan?
Insan.
Isarn.
Yeah. I love you.
But then he actually falls in love with a woman and has a kid.
But yeah, like Lane was
didn't
saying
he
earlier.
Do something like that in like Jetman or something like that?
No. No, where Jetman is just a fucking soap opera with Super Sentai powers.
No, where one of the villains was like the fiance of one of the Rangers or something like that. Like,
yeah, more or less Dimensional Army Virum took Red Hawk's wife, brainwashed her, and then she killed herself at the end so that they can go save... So they can defeat
and
the final boss.
And in Kyoruger, Kyoru Blue had a thing for Candelera for a bit.
But yeah, like Lane was saying earlier, Zealous To, whoever you choose to name him, is voiced by Takahiro Sakurai, who does the voice of Haseo from .hack.gu.
And his acting in this is just fucking amazing.
Why does that sound so familiar? That name.
What? Takahiro Sakurai?
That sounds very...
He's also the voice of Cloud from Final Fantasy.
That sounds... Ooh. Oh!
Anything
Orb Ring.
Else?
Oh,
he's
yeah,
the voice of Orb Ring?
He is the voice of Orb Ring.
Whoa, that's cool.
So, the first challenge is truck pulling.
Yes.
Reference episode one of Go Ranger, because we see... Because Yellow Lion was a part of that task, right?
Yep.
Key Ranger, the Yellow Ranger of the Go Ranger team, we first see him in his Ranger uniform pulling a truck.
That's cool.
Cool.
All by himself.
Was there anything that said that they couldn't use their powers for that?
No quirks. Maybe Eraserhead was there.
No, like, was there, like, a general thing of, like, they couldn't use their, like, animal...
They never stated it, but these are short specials, so...
We don't have the budget to bring those weapons.
One man this with his elephant legs.
But, like, I loved Leo the whole time just because, like, he's pulling the truck and he's just being awesome. And then at one point, he picks up a rock and he's just holding onto this rock with dear life the whole time he's pulling. And I'm like, you go, Leo.
And he just, like, randomly
bastard.
Screams out at one point, Savannah!
Yeah, Savannah!
Like, yes, you're from the Savannah, and...
Like, Zoo Alliance still continues to be my favorite Yellow Ranger in Sentai.
Why
ever.
Not, right?
He's fucking amazing.
So,
let him scream Savannah.
So they both finish together, and it's declared a tie. But if you look at the freeze frame, Leo's arm or elbow hits the tape first.
Yep.
It's a tie.
I noticed that, too.
Akared, you suck.
Akared, why'd you do that?
I want one more episode.
Because I want to watch them fight.
Because next time I show up will be another 5 fucking years.
So then we get the next test, which is Courage, where Sela and Amu
decide
to, like, take up the challenge.
It's Flash Gordon.
It's the best scene in this whole spiel.
It's Flash Gordon, everybody. Stick your hand in the giant rock and not get stung by the weird alien scorpion.
Hate Saburo. So, it's one of those... Feel what's inside the box and identify it challenges.
So all four of them, like, put their arms at the same time and they feel whatever's in there and they're just all super, like, disgusted by it.
Which is really insulting.
And even Jay's just, like, huddled in the corner. It's like, go on, Jay, put your arm in again.
Yeah, somehow the robot who doesn't have, like, feeling receptors or whatever the fuck
you
call it.
Buddy Roids might have feelings.
Because he's a combat robot!
Well, they're called Buddy Roy, so chances are they probably do have feelings.
It's not feelings as in emotions. Like, he doesn't have, like, the sense of touch.
Feeling.
Well, did you ever think maybe he can taste the nice cold sensation that is Enertron?
Do you think he can see why kids love the cinnamon taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I'll send you a
Y'all
link.
Y'all stumbled over that real fucking hard.
That.
I know I did. I don't care.
So it turns out that inside the box is fucking Hate Saburo.
Correction. Yatsude Saburo.
Is that his real name?
Here's a thing. That is a collective pen name from Toei Company.
So there is no one actual Hate Saburo.
There is no actual person.
Damn it!
It's just a bunch of writers.
And I thought this is where he's been hiding since Akiba Ranger.
I was literally going to say,
the other guy.
The Keeper Ranger thing way weirder.
Alright then. Where's the Keeper Ranger Season 3? I have a concept!
I just fucking love how when, like, they reaffirm their resolve and Sela and Amu, like, dramatically reach in, they both reach in from different sides, and visibly, like, snap the dude's neck.
Yeah, there's even a sound.
Yeah, he just goes like, eh.
And then they're
yeah,
like...
you can even hear, like, popping.
And then they're like, oh, it's Hati Saburo. And then he's just like, ah.
And he just, like, zoom in on his, like, weird smiling face.
Yeah, Ichi was watching with me when I was watching it, and he just died.
It's so funny.
No.
They like rubber banded his glasses to his head.
Yeah.
They had to,
the way he was getting poked by women.
If you want an image of the actual... just giraffe head.
I bet you that was that guy's best day ever. He got to be felt up by some women.
And then we just see, like, they take away the box, and just, like, it shocked Ichi, like, so much.
The hole in the table that he was sitting up through is gone. And even, like, Jin is like, what the fuck?
How did you do that?
Where'd it go?
So then they're like, alright, we've proven, like, we're Dobutsu Sentai, and then Kira Blue comes out of nowhere, and he's like, nope! And then Shiro Ninja, Fuka comes in, nope! And then Kira's like, from, Tokyo Rokugo, from Tokyo, just like, nope!
Wearing a fucking white wig for some fucking reason.
And, no, he was wearing a shower cap because he was sitting in the tub.
Oh,
yeah,
because,
you know, bathhouse. Kira loves bathhouses.
Yeah.
I love
he said something like, this is a nice bath or something like that.
Now, I was told to watch the last two episodes, and I didn't see these, so this is the first I'm hearing of this.
Oh, this was all in episode 3. This was at the end, when the other Rangers come in.
Okay, that's weird, because I watched episode 3 and 4 on YouTube, and...
then maybe they were mislabeled.
It started with the quiz show thing.
Then you watched the wrong episode.
You watched the wrong episode.
That was episode 2.
Oh my god, why?
You should have got him off TV Neon.
Okay. Anyways.
Can't do that on my computer in Cambridge. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to screw it up. Did I screw it up?
No, that's okay. You, after hearing of the crazy shit that's there, now you know to look up the right episodes. They're pretty funny.
I definitely need to see these now.
So episode 4 starts with them confronting the Rangers who have just shown up, and they're like, why do you guys want the title of Dobutsu? None of you are animal-themed!
And then,
well, dinosaurs are technically
yeah,
animals.
Yeah,
Kira
Blue's like, technically animals, and then fucking Fuka, which, I like her, don't get me wrong, but, oh, well, see, ninjas are humans, so humans are animals, so, yeah, I'm an animal!
fuck you!
I'm like, Fuka, I love you, but shut up.
I mean, that was Yamato's whole reasoning for becoming a Zuoger, so,
yeah.
It's a different situation.
But he got
He didn't
powers.
Use the power of humans.
No,
he had
that
the
was Mario.
Power in him.
That was Mario's job.
And that barely counts.
No, that counts 100%. Yeah. You take that back.
And then Akira uses the most bullshit logic ever. Apparently, if you take the middle character out of the written word ugokimono, which means things that move, like a train, it changes the word to dobutsu.
Okay, now you're just making fucking shit up.
Come on, Japanese language! Now you're just making shit up!
No, it's totally within Akira's character,
that's
which I love.
Where I'm surprised he has a grasp of the Japanese language to that degree.
I just have one question for you. Where the hell have you been? Well, you see, my brother... Oh, no. I didn't ask where your brother was. I was asking where you were. Well, our boss... I've heard that one before. Okay, well, there's this guy named Nox Decius. Okay, now you're just making shit up. Where the hell have you been?
I don't get the reference.
I'll show you later.
Please don't.
I will.
And then, just to be shits, Jin and Jay slink into the side of this group and go, yeah, we're angry too.
Hi. Rawr. Even though we already lost.
And Nobu, Kyoryu Blue convinces Akaren to join in because, hey, you represent 40 years of Sentai. You've got all of the animal Sentai within you.
He's like, yeah, I do.
I do have 40 years of men in me.
Well, technically, you'd have more than 40 men. Like, you would have 41 men in you.
Thanks, Gar.
Actually, no, 44 if you want... Actually, no, there would be, like, a good 50 if you want to count...
Let's sit here and calculate how many men are in Akaren
right this moment.
Well,
if you really think of it, there's Shikenred, who has 17
There are 17 other Shinken Rens.
So let's see here. There are two Vol Eagles. If they're gonna count Dobu Sentai Go Buster, so there's two Red Busters.
Red Cheetah.
There's Red Cheetah and Red Buster. For Kyoryuger, there are two Kyoryu Reds now.
Were there? Oh yeah, because Brave.
There are technically two Tokyo Ichigos.
Okay.
So there's three Kyoryugers.
Are we? No, let's stop. This bit is dry.
Then there's Gal Ranger.
No, Gal Ranger only had Gal Red.
And then there's the Psychos.
Oh yeah, then there's the Nodzingers.
Neji Rangers.
Neji Ranger. Whatever the Psycho Rangers.
Anyways.
There's a lot of men in Ucker Red.
Anyways.
So they just have a straight up fucking fight.
Yeah, there's one thing
about a fight.
It.
Yep.
I like the fight.
That's when the thing that pisses me off happens. We see Toku Rokugo, we see J&C, we see Akka, Thousand Men Are Inside Me Red. We see Shiro Ninja with her morpher, but we don't see the Gabu Revolver.
Oh, yeah.
True.
That was the thing that bugged me, was it wasn't the Gabu Revolver.
I love that we got to see this whole hodgepodge team do their individual roll calls, and like most of them are like decent length, and then just Tokyo Rokugo moving right along, Shiro Ninja fucking blazed right through it. I love it.
Yeah, and then like fucking fuck, what's his name?
No,
Akaret.
Blue
Kyoryu or Nobu?
Yeah, Nobu. He just pulls Armed On out of fucking nowhere,
which is fine, whatever. But I agree that we should have seen the Gabu Revolver at some point.
Yes, I love the Gabu Revolver. It's my only, it's the only Sentai Morpher I want.
I have one. It's awesome.
You want it?
Yes, what? I want it, but it's super fucking expensive.
Is it?
I found mine on eBay for like $50.
It's like over $100.
You want it in like a lottery or something?
No, he's saying he wants it.
Yeah.
No, I was saying I bought one used, and then they sent me a shitty one, and then I complained, and then they actually sent me the proper one.
Luckily,
they got two.
The power of complaining.
Who's the guy that told you to complain about it?
You, Gar. I thank you all, every day for that.
Yeah.
So Akira decides to be a shit, and we hear his harmonica playing, but it turns out it's a recording.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Really hoping there was just going to be like him sitting there with like a harmonica against the mask.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but it turned out to be way better.
Or secondary, I'm just thinking, oh, so we're going to see a guy now? No? Damn.
And then, true to form, he takes his weapon and hucks it and fucking beans Kyoryu Blue with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my place to die. I mean live!
Well, it's because he switched it at the last episode.
No, I know. That's a joke, but I like that they call that.
Oh, what is it, Zalam? Is this your place to die? No. This is my place. To defeat the Red Ranger!
Sing!
I can sing.
And then Fuka pulls her fucking Kawarimi bullshit, but then immediately slips on a banana peel.
And she's like, son of a banana!
I get
it,
because
it would have made sense if, like, we saw maybe one of the other Rangers with a banana earlier or something, so we got that, like, Chekhov's gun thing.
Or, like, just Larry hanging out somewhere.
Yeah, or
just
Larry.
Just Larry walks by. Hey, guys, I'm here for the beat.
Oh, no!
No, you just sees the battle going on. Talk to you guys later.
Amigo!
He just turns around and leaves.
Stop doing the Larry voice!
No!
No!
I got it.
Sorry,
Larry?
We can never.
And a bunch of people in gorilla outfits.
We can
just
never.
Just walking around. Just. They're not actual Jumans. Or. Zoomins.
We need a dub over of any of the Planet of the Apes movie, all done by Larry.
No, Larry and Winston from Overwatch.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, no!
Then there's the Geki Ranger Gorilla.
What is it?
Isn't that kind of racist?
No.
Probably.
Yes.
That's Simeonus.
No one beats Sharky Chan, though. Shaquin!
Nisa-keen! Anyway, so everyone piles on their finishers, which is really just everyone doing a fucking Rasengan on Fuka's weapon.
Misa shows
up. That's why I wish there was the Gabu revolver, because they could have actually done their proper finisher.
Babalak!
You know what? Why wasn't this a thing? Larry hanging out with Master Gory Yen. That would have been cool.
You just spent all that time looking up Gory Yen's name, didn't you?
Yeah.
because Donnie Yen.
Anyway, so Misao and Zealotus show back up to the fight, and just like in the fucking Ninja Zuojo movie, Misao steps in to fucking save everyone.
Please don't mention that piece of garbage film.
What and, do you mean? Misao's the greatest Zuojo since he has his stand.
Yeah.
So, he has his
yeah,
stand. So well, though. So world don't
So Misao saves everyone by fucking throwing Zealisto into the fucking crossfire.
She doesn't like the world meme.
Let's stop this fighting right now. No!
The fool. He interrupted our battle.
He got it.
Of course he did.
That was what I was thinking too, with Pokemon the first movie.
Yeah!
I saw Pokemon the first movie in fucking theaters!
So did I. I was also thinking, but I thought it was too obvious to mention.
Oh, God,
you guys are old.
Yeah.
Thanks!
to quote Jay, that's right!
We came out in like 98, 99.
That's nice.
So, it turns out the reason that everyone pulled this fucking bullshit test was because they wanted to take over and star in the Zuojo V Cinema!
Yep.
Which they then all sit and watch the commercial for!
They watch the trailer.
I just love it. It's like, we wanted to star in the V Cinema.
Guys, we filmed that.
We already filmed it. Shit!
So we wanted to be in the bonus features.
Yeah, but no, you can tell that the writers just gave up by episode 4 because, like, okay, this is going to be canon. Okay, still canon.
And flush.
Kind of canon. Okay, they just gave up.
What fourth wall?
Just turn the camera around, just see the whole staff just on set. Just,
I mean, if you look close enough at some helmets, you can see the camera and the
it's
crew.
Like in, it's like in a superhero Taihen. It's like the true culprit. It's the director! The camera, the camera turns around, you see the staff, and the director's like,
shit!
Oh! It's like, and then the director got arrested. And then it's like, oh, you're not the killer? No. Cop car's gone.
I just love how when they come back after watching the trailer, hours have passed! The sun is setting!
Also, did you guys notice that...
And they still didn't demorph.
Also, have you guys noticed that Stagbuster's costume kind of...
I did notice. It's like, been like real fucked up.
Yes, I felt so bad for that suit.
Yeah.
Needs to be fixer up.
It needs new pleather.
It needs some more Enitron.
Yeah, because, Toei doesn't like to keep suits. After 5 years, the suits start to fall apart.
Which is really fucking ironic when you think about the fact that they do specials like this.
Yeah. Why do you think they always use the generic villains in, like, the team-up films? Or, like, you see the same monsters over and over again in crossover films.
Speaking of villains, after this hours-long session of viewing the one trailer, Zealotus finally hits ground. I felt sad for him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It reminds me of Suburban Nights. Hey, man. We cool?
I think the best part was that he got a fucking Team Rocket blasting off again.
So. Yeah, love it.
Just
I feel bad for him, though.
Gets uppercutted into the air 5 years later.
It's not that he got uppercutted, he got crossfired up.
5 years later.
Plus Ultra!
No. Yeah.
Stop making academia jokes.
Never! Love that anime.
So they're like, so wait, are we like the 40th Sentai now? Oh, fucking, yeah, sure, why not? We're friends now, it's all cool.
Guys want to go do karate in the garage?
See you in 5 years.
And then, fuck it, we play the ending anyways.
Let's dance.
I actually missed that.
Here's all the cameos.
I missed that ending.
Yes, I felt so nostalgic hearing that. I just tingled off.
Whoa.
I'm not going there.
Nope.
Anthony, edit that out.
Yeah.
He's no, not don't. Going to. Leave it in. Yes. Gar will suffer for his crimes.
No. Okay.
For this, you'll pay a terrible price.
Crimes that you have committed.
He is the GA team. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. You are the weakest link. Bye-bye!
Oh, shit, I'm wearing red!
Shit!
This whole special as a whole, like, all four episodes, it was
this
fun.
Is what,
love it.
This is what the Ninja Juojo crossover should have been. You know,
fun, lighthearted,
and have Sentai, and have veteran actors come back.
Yeah.
You know what Juojo versus Super Sentai should have been.
Yes.
I mean, you're not wrong.
This is bullshit. I did not film her. No.
I did not film this.
Oh, hi, Saban.
Oh, hi, Saban.
Oh, hi, Hate Saburo. Thanks for getting felt up and then having your neck broken.
Yeah, that was like a weird...
Wait,
no. That creepy-ass smile he did.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been funnier if it was like a random...
I think I have to make that the thumbnail.
Oh, just...
the creepy smile.
The creepy smile?
Yeah.
That kind of looks like Robin Williams' face when he's making a joke. Boat. I'm not gonna go there. No.
Anyways, that's the show.
We will not have a featured topic for the next 2 weeks. More or less because next week is the X-Aid finale, and then the week after is Kamen Rider Build Episode 1. So in 3 weeks from now, we will have we'll finally be talking about the Juojo V Cinema.
You know, the one that they advertised in this special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been next week, but then I was like, alright. Exit
finale
Lane.
And reflection, and then build discussion's probably going to take a long time.
I think. What about me? Oh, I don't know, Lane. Maybe it's because you jerk off Exit's dick so much, you're going to take forever.
No. He jerks off Genmu's dick.
Yeah.
He's in Exit.
I know they look similar, but they're different people, I swear.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he just does them both at the same time.
Lane prefers the black dicks.
No, thank you. No. No.
Oh. The black undead dicks.
And Wayne's eyes are just like, oh no. That deserves to be on the face.
Dan Corona's genitals.
It's zombie Dan, viral dick.
Need an adult.
Dan puts the rope.
Dan
puts the romance in necromancy.
And we're down the rabbit hole again.
Thank you. Good night.
What's the name of the episode?
No. I'll think of something.
Necro dancing.
Thank you for having me on, despite the weird, janky, Cambridge internet.
Yay!
Hopefully, you're back next week. No way.
I won't be on the show next week because of Fan Expo.
But it's the finale of X-Aid.
You can talk about the next week.
Alrighty. Well, thank you all for joining us.
I have to go because someone is staying at my house for Fan Expo, and I have to show them around and stuff, and I'm super scared, actually.
Blaze says you're best caster.
No. Blaze, that's very kind of you, but I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for everyone.
Thanks, Lynn.
Everyone is best caster. For me.
Anyways, thank you all for listening to another episode.
Woo!
As you can tell, we love every one of you who listen.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Paul.
Hey.
Well, he doesn't listen.
No, I like Paul. He was fun when we did Dragon
Knight.
He scares
me a little bit, but he's nice.
Spoilers, we might have him on again.
Ooh.
Will Greencaster return for Kamen Rider Build? Will Cell finally come back after his very long hiatus?
No.
The answer will be no, because he kind of doesn't like Toku anymore.
Yes, no, Mr. Chokes
on. He said himself, the show is better with him in small doses.
Find out.
You mean like a sample?
Don't worry, he'll be here when we talk about Mystery Men in October.
Oh, yes.
You spoiled it!
Okay.
We're going to be talking about Mystery Men in October?
Anthony, censor what I just said.
Wait. The Ben Stiller?
Yes, we're talking about it.
Oh my god, I love
Nani.
You.
Nani?
Anyways, thank you all.
Ipsy doodle!
The primary source of our hijinks is castranger.podbean.com.
It comes from... Damn, I thought that was fart. I thought that fart would be louder.
Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/rscastranger, where mostly me posts funny things. Dave does too.
I don't post anything. I don't know why.
Occasionally I'll post something, but normally I don't.
Tweeted us at Ixie Studios.
Why don't we have a Cast Ranger Twitter yet?
Because I don't know. It's an Ixie Studios project. All the updates go up through the Ixie Twitter.
Yeah, back when I was a fan and I made my horrible thing about thinking the Ryuki writers were based on Disney characters, I sent that to the Ixie Studios Twitter.
My friend still asked me, so how's the Ixie Studios thing going on?
Cast Ranger counts.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
It's going pretty shitty.
Well, fuck you.
It's just because he doesn't like the shows we talk about him.
Join our publicly available Discord, and if you're here like Blaze and Facecore were, you can listen to us record our shows live.
Or not.
or just
wait till the actual episode comes out and then listen to it to your leisure.
Or not, or be in the show, but not listen to the actual episode when it comes out.
I mean,
like me, because apparently we talked about the Burgermon plushie that I don't even remember.
Yeah, we did.
I think I was even in that episode and I remember that.
I know, right?
Oh, I see. You could be on this week's episode of Cast Ranger, but you can't be on this week's episode of Ultra Ranger?
Yeah, correct.
I explained why I wasn't on this week's Ultra Ranger. They already know.
I don't care.
You should be on an episode of Ultra Ranger, Ichi.
Talk about like the Tika dub and I'll come in.
Yeah.
I'll find the first... I'll find all 25 episodes of the Tika dub.
Oh, God.
Yes, good luck. Only dubbed the first 25 episodes.
Anyways, please also check out our Patreon and consider pledging to help us make the show better for you. And check out our TeePublic merchandise.
And we,
where we have emblems of the first few casters, as well as the logo, which you can buy in not only shirts, but hoodies and laptop bags and notebooks and baby onesies, because Raven bought one, and stickers.
Oh my goodness.
And released alongside the release of this episode will be, despite the fact that he's been a shit the whole night, the Yellowcaster emblem.
That was last week's.
No, last week was pink.
No, yeah, I'm saying last week Gar was being a little shit.
Well, you're a shit today too.
I mean, you're still...
Last week.
Gar's just a little shit. Even though he's like 6'5", so he's a big shit.
If you feel
if the shoe fits, if the shirt fits,
you must have quit.
Where's my resume?
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Sorry about everyone. Sorry, that was mean.
Sorry for everyone being a little shit. Sorry.
That's not what I meant.
I know.
You put the toast in the toaster, and you see Jesus.
They make those.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.